Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us. If you're outside, you want to come on in. And what a great song. It's the love of God that draws us to salvation. The Bible says that His love is beyond finding out. So it's going to take all eternity for us to just bask in the love of Jesus Christ. So what great news that is. If you have your Bibles or you want to look in the overhead, we're reading through Psalm 119, quite long. It's 176 verses, so we're going in portions, and this portion is verses 113 to 120, and just a little bit of an overview. The New Testament tells us that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In other words, can't make up his mind for or against living in faith and trust in God or not. And the psalmist recognizes and fears that being left to himself, he too could easily follow after evil and be ashamed of his hope in God. And so he cries out that he would keep and stay in God's word. So you can follow along as I read Psalm 119, verses 113 to 120. I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. Depart from me, evildoers, that I may observe the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Uphold me that I may be safe, that I may have regard for your statutes continually. You have rejected all those who wander from your statutes, for their deceitfulness is useless. You have removed all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Father, what a joy it is to the fear of the Lord is our strength. And that's not a slavish fear. It's a fear that we displease you. It's a fear that we walk in our own ways and we follow after evil. So, Lord, I do pray that you would keep us, Lord, following you, being in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you so much for your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And your word as well, it's a lamp unto our steps, a light unto our path. So, Lord, we thank you for this morning. Lead us in this time of worship, Lord, that we just give you our heart and our, not just our songs and our words, Lord, but our whole being behind the words and the songs. Lord, let it be from the heart, for you seek those who worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, in so doing, Lord, we know that you just open our minds to receive your word this morning. So we ask you to bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
thank you that as we do surrender to you, Lord, that you keep us in that state of wonder. Lord, we thank you that our lives with you are never dull or mundane. Lord, we thank you that you are always fresh, you are always new. Lord, we thank you for that.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh, to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily.
Let's sing that out again, church, all to Jesus.
To Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily.
This morning we praise you for your goodness, for your faithfulness, how worthy you are of our surrender. Amen. Let's all stand together.